job to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live from the incredible city that is beautifully small but hugely visionary, Corbin, Kentucky, home of the Moonbo Egg Fest 2015. We are live, and in just a little while, we're going to break away to Executive Chef Eric Holdo that is holding court to 300 hungry Samfordites in Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. Another first for Chef and the Fat Man. But I got to tell you, last night, one thing you learn about Corbin, Kentucky, besides the beautiful people and the hometown atmosphere and the friendliness and the neat things there are to do here, you realize very quickly that one name that resonates on almost every wall, every building, everything, is Harlan Sanders. Colonel Harlan Sanders was an icon to this city and remains to this day. He's been an icon to the culinary world. And so last night, I was sitting at the meet and greet, and I was lamenting the fact of the great people I'd never met. And while I was sitting there, Karen the Beast, producer, says, "Oh my God, Kevin, don't turn around." I turned around, and out of the mist, out of the shadows, came this stark white suit, the beautiful goatee. I saw the string black tie, the cane and the black shoes. I said, "Oh my God, Tim Barnes, Maggie, the city council resurrected the man himself to be on this show." My friends, it gives us a great, great pleasure to welcome to the microphone Colonel Harlan Sanders. Colonel Sanders,
hello,
welcome,
hello.
Baby.
Well,
how you doing?
Thanks for having me. Just want to say I'm proud that you're here today, and I'm glad you've the good things you're saying about these locals, the local people, and I got to tell you, the atmosphere that's set up down here today is just wonderful.
Well, you talk about atmosphere. What you did in 1935, you made a big decision.
Yeah, I decided I would just stay here in Corbin and open my gas station. And back then, there was no interstate back in those days. These young kids these days don't know what that was like. You know, we used to have to travel on all these side roads. That was our main thoroughfare back then, you see.
And you were on there.
Yeah, I was right on it, and decided to people would come through there, and they'd stop and get gas, and they'd ask, "Where can I get a bite to eat? We're famished." So I'd have her go fix some food for them, and they'd come out, and we'd feed them. And they got the idea, well, you know, we could really do something with that, and started serving people. So we opened up Sanders Cafe and started serving right there next to the gas station. And we also had some rooms there that we'd rent to people. And, you know, it's a little different. You see, back then, it's a little different than it is now. People weren't used to staying in strange places. So right there in the cafe, I put a room in there to where the bathrooms were, so the females, the wives, could go through and see what our rooms were like. That just made them feel a little more comfortable, and a lot of them would spend the night, and that kind of helped the hotel part of it.
And so you all ended up with Sanders Court,
mm-hmm.
which was a gas station, cafe, motel. And you were always innovative, Colonel, and that was one of the things, I think. And then 2 years before a little-known guy by the name of Ray Kroc decided
That's
to
correct.
Franchise, you decided to
correct.
Franchise, and you started Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's
Are
correct.
You surprised? Now, Colonel, let's talk about the city has embraced you all those years, and it's got to warm the cockles of your heart to see where it's come from Sanders Cafe to what it is today.
It has, and I tell you, this little statue they put up down here, it's quite remarkable, and I love it. People love it. They come up and take pictures with it, and it's a great little park, and this town, the people in this town are wonderful people. And you're getting to meet them today, and I think you feel the same way.
I really do. And what was remarkable was last night when I had the opportunity to meet you, it was really an honor and a privilege. But you embrace the city, and the city embraces you so much. So you took a break away from the meet and greet and walked down the city. And can you imagine the cars that stopped? Can you imagine? I mean, they see Colonel Sanders walking the streets of Corbin, Kentucky. I mean, it's got to be an amazing experience for you. The love for you and your chicken.
I was trying to go in and say hello to someone, and I could hardly get through the door. People coming out and wanting their pictures taken. And so people really adore my figure.
They do, and I'll tell you what, no one represents that figure like you do, Colonel. But congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that it was a great honor for us, a great privilege for us, and I know our mascot, our show mascot, Pinguini, got his picture taken with you. He would not have let me go if he hadn't had a picture with you. But you will be able to see the Colonel and the crew on our Facebook page. We'll be posting it within the next 48 hours. Come check it out. You will actually get to see what Colonel Sanders looked like in his younger years. He was a dashing man. But the biggest secret, which we revealed here today, is Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
The Colonel Sanders, as he stands here today, is a supporter of what football team?
Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
There you go, baby.
Now, I do have to give a shout-out to the Cats.
Yep.
The UK Good school. Wildcats and the Louisville Cardinals. Also, West Kentucky Hilltoppers. You know, we got to embrace those teams.
Typical of you, Colonel.
That's right.
So humble, so appreciative of your roots, but always realizing that in the heart of hearts, baby, it's all about ND.
It is. Colonel, and also the Eastern Kentucky. We got the Colonels. You can't forget them. So.
I
have a little story for you.
Oh, yes, share it.
If you don't mind. I tell you, just looking around here, warmed my heart to see that someone is doing something like this with all these people cooking great food and getting together and just sharing their recipes, and it's just really wonderful. I tried something like this back in, I believe it was 1942. Yeah,
you remember back that far.
1942. I was out in California. A friend of mine, Sam, and I, we got together, and we had everybody bring their crock pots out. And we got all these crock pots going and cooking, and now Sam was a little reckless. He had a very large crock pot, and he let it get a little out of control. And fortunately, we had left everything for that evening to cook overnight, and no one was around when the large explosion happened. It was so big, it cracked the ground, and that was Sam. His last name was Andreas. Sam Andreas, as we all say, it's Sam Andreas' fault.
Okay, Colonel, I'll stick to chicken, baby. Anyway, thank you so much, Colonel. I appreciate it so very much. I think the people are waiting to get their picture taken with you, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You know, what makes Corbin so amazing is the innovative businesses that are in this town. And our next guest is a very special guy. We are going to introduce you to a guy who really the Egg Fest couldn't happen without him. He and his family represent the very best small business, but big vision. And it is with that we welcome Steve Lowe at Lowe's Pool. And I got to tell you, Steve, I went over there, and your brother, who I accidentally called your dad, so I'm gonna put it on tape so he can, when he hears this, he can blame me. But you have really brought salt to a whole new world and meaning here at Egg Fest.
Absolutely. It's something that we had for the first time last year at the Egg Fest. John Tucker, the owner of Salt Rocks, and it is a Himalayan salt block, and it's antimicrobial. There's a lot of different products in the salt, and, I mean, you basically just put it on, and you put a little bit of oil on there, and that's all the seasoning you have to use.
And this is a circular Himalayan pink salt block.
That's right.
That's about, 2 inches thick, an inch and a half thick?
Yes.
And all you do is you put it on the egg. About 45 minutes later, it comes to temp.
That's right.
And you can cook on it, and you did some amazing recipes. You did you took some basic chicken, put it on there with just the olive oil at temp, and you didn't season it.
Did not season. We've done some chicken. We've done some pork chops. We have salmon to go on a little bit later today. Vegetables are incredible. Onions, portobello mushrooms, zucchini.
And so, your brother / dad decided to give me a taste of a beverage.
That's right.
Traditionally, the glass is ringed in salt, but he put it in the salt shot glass.
That's right. Salt shot glass. So any type of margarita mix, you don't have to put salt on your wrist.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. When we come back, can we talk a few more minutes? Because I want to talk about your relationship to the egg and what made you decide that the egg was the way to go.
Absolutely.
It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life right under here, the azure blue skies and puffy clouds of Corbin, Kentucky. Taking it to the streets for you, RP.